You're listening to AM 970, The Answer. And now, Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, the president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. I have four very special guests, and this is a collaboration that has not been done anywhere in our nation. And I'm talking about revolutionizing the way healthcare services are delivered right here in New York City to our municipal workers. We have four guests. We have Karen Ignani, who is the president and CEO of Emblem Health. We have Lee Erickson, who is a family medicine specialist and deputy physician in chief for clinical operations at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. We have Navarra Rodriguez, who is the president and chief medical officer for Advantage Care Physicians. And we have, last but not least, Karen McLean, who is the chief value medical officer at the Hospital for Special Services. And that was all a mouthful to say, but together they've come up with this innovation and this collaborative effort to deliver services to all municipal workers. And Karen, since I believe you were one of the people who put this deal together, I want you to explain how you put the deal together and then let your partners say their part in this collaboration, and we'll explain to New York City what has been done with healthcare for public employees.
Greg, we first have to say that you and I are the only non-physicians on this panel. So if anything happens here this afternoon, we are going to be well taken care of. So that's good. First up. Second, as you introduced this, about 6-7 months ago, the city of New York and the unions, and you are a primary leader among them, challenged Emblem Health as the insurer for the city to come to the table with a rethought, reimagined health plan that city workers could depend on, that it would be affordable, that would save money for the city and for the unions to ensure there would be resources available for worker wages, which is crucially important to rank and file members who are listening. And we took that challenge very seriously. We looked at it from the perspective, what could we do to reimagine the plan and make sure that we were doing the right thing for the city and for the unions to reduce costs going forward and make them more predictable, at the same time elevate the game with respect to quality of care and the services that people are entitled to. And then finally, a third leg of that stool, not forgetting prevention and making sure that people with chronic disease, that they were well taken care of and were coached to know where to go, when to go. And that led to the partnership with my colleagues sitting here. Navarra Rodriguez, who is at the helm of ACPNY, our physician practice as part of Emblem Health, was very much a key participant in this process, because before rank and file members get to the Hospital for Special Surgery or Memorial Sloan Kettering, they need to have very good primary care. So we focused on that as the first step. We focused on health coaching to help people with chronic disease. And then we said, where do we want our partnerships to be secured? And we took a very simple approach to it. Where would we want to go if something, God forbid, happened to us? And we did an RFP, and we had great response and wonderful proposals, and we selected Memorial Sloan Kettering and the Hospital for Special Surgery because we were assured that not only would they provide these services affordably, but they would do so securing the highest quality of care for our members. And those two things were primarily important to us as we moved forward and tried to make sure that we were standing behind the promise that we made to the city and the unions, that we were going to make sure that we upped the game and that we made sure people had the right safety net and were protected in terms of the health care that they or their families might need.
Dr. Erickson from Sloan Kennedy.
So we're really excited to be working with Emblem Health and the city's unions and doing this. For me in particular, it's really wonderful because I come from a super union family, and they were very happy to hear that we're participating in this. I mean, you're very, very right that primary care is where you begin. If you don't have good primary care services, and I can say this because I'm a primary care physician who happens to work in a cancer center, you really do need that foundation and sort of the person looking at the global care for the patient. But then when something happens, like you get a cancer diagnosis, we want to make sure that the people who keep the city running from day to day have access to the best in the world. And we happen to have the best in the world for cancer care in New York City at Sloan Kettering. And so we were thrilled that we were chosen to participate in this and are really looking forward to being able to provide access to our services to the people who keep the city's lights on and the streets running and everything going. Access is a big issue for healthcare these days, you know, and we're learning more and more about the lack of access and what that does to outcomes for patients if they can't get the specialty care they need in the beginning when that diagnosis is first made. They don't do as well. And so it really matters to us at Sloan Kettering that we have access available. It's easy. It's seamless. You get the worst news potentially of your life. And we want to partner with Emblem and make it as safe a landing as possible for the city workers to come to us for help when they need it.
And Greg, as you're transitioning to our other guests, what you should know and all of your listeners should know, that both of these fine institutions are setting up a concierge process for city workers. So they will be well taken care of. They will be actually cared for throughout their journey in these terrific facilities. So we have worked on how we make sure people, the right people, get there to these institutions, that the handoff is seamless, and that we know exactly what's happening to them on the ground in these two institutions. So I really want to say thank you to Sloan Kettering and to HSS, Hospital for Special Surgery, because they've really risen to the challenge to say, well, let us help you create a care system that really will take care of individuals at a time, and Lee just said this, when they are under a great deal of stress and really are at their most vulnerable. And that was very important to us.
Dr. McLean from the Hospital Special Services.
Yeah, so I echo my colleague's sentiments. I, too, am from a kind of deep union family, and I'm fairly new to New York. I've been here only about 3 years, though my roots are in New York. My grandfather was a longshoreman, and my grandmother was a hotel worker, and my dad's an electrician, all union people. And I can, you know, speak for my colleagues at HSS, you know, when this deal was done, you know, our physicians and other clinicians were just so happy because, you know, they really value the opportunity to take care of our teachers and our policemen, our fire workers, and, you know, all of our city workers. So we are, you know, really looking forward to this. We're also looking forward to working with Dr. Rodriguez and the other physicians at the Advantage Care. Because, you know, echoing, you know, other comments, you know, specialty care should be specialty care, and really you have to have good primary care. And we were actually just talking a little while ago about, you know, how we can pull together some programs between HSS. You know, we really are the experts in the world with regard to anything that has to do with musculoskeletal care. With our primary care colleagues, and, you know, we'll be putting together a program for our primary care colleagues to talk about, you know, how do you manage musculoskeletal disease, when it is appropriate to refer, you know, when, you know, how can we get in there earlier and get, you know, patients treated appropriately, and, you know, how do we avoid doing unnecessary stuff as well. So really looking forward to the opportunity.
Okay. And tying it together, Dr. Rodriguez from Advantage Care Physicians.
Thank you, Floyd. Greg, you know, with our 36 sites and 400 plus clinicians focused on population health management, and as one of the largest multi-specialty groups in the New York metro area, we've been long aligned with Emblem Health in taking care of city workers. And for us, making sure that there's high quality care, that there's great access to care, and that it is cost effective is critical. So our care teams who focus on centering around patients and centering around families to ensure that there's the right access has been key. And thinking about expanding our care teams, not only from our physicians and our clinicians and our other staff to other specialists across Memorial Sloan Kettering and Hospital for Special Surgery, is a wonderful opportunity to ensure that there's the right coordination, the right access, and the right outcomes for our city workers.
So Karen, tell us how does this work?
Mm-hmm.
Is there still, you go to your primary physician, and how does one get, say, I come down with cancer, how does one then navigate the waters for that?
Yeah. Two things. One, we have set up a special number and a special team for city workers starting on January 1, and they will get, for those who have chosen the HMO, they will get a gold card. They will have a special number. We will have people who are highly and specifically trained to help people navigate through the entire stage of their healthcare journey, whether it's primary care and wellness, whether it's the coaching that I mentioned earlier, or whether it's our centers of excellence. Our concierge team will be working with our care managers to make sure people are supported. They have a hot line into their primary care physician's office, ACP, NY, and others, and making sure that their physician evaluates them and basically makes a determination about how and what they need. So in the case of cancer, if I present with a particular spot that may to me look like a funny mole, it's very important that a primary care physician has a look at that, of course, and then they're going to help give us a pathway through this concierge process we've set up with Memorial Sloan Kettering to help individuals get there on an expedited basis. Similarly, if I'm limping a little, the primary care physician will say, well, you really ought to be looked at by individuals at the Hospital for Special Surgery. We're going to, as Catherine indicated, we're going to get a lot of help from them, helping our primary care physicians evaluate what are triggers, what can primary care physicians deal with, what needs to go to rehab, what needs to go for surgery, et cetera. So these partnerships, Greg, I'm glad you asked, are going to be not one and done, but this is an evolving relationship. So I think, Navarra, I don't want to speak for you, but I think you think your primary care will be better with the input from these wonderful institutions. And I think we will have a very long and enduring relationship in terms of making sure that individuals get where they need to be, when they need to be there, and get the services they need. And that's what families are really concerned about. And these are people, as all of my colleagues have said, who are caring for our city every day and keeping this city running.
I want to thank you all for coming, because I know it took a lot of your schedule just to get together at this moment. But feel free to just talk about what you think about the program without me asking the question. Let's just have, with the remaining 11 minutes, just have a conversation.
I would love to say, and echoing Dr. McLean, this has been a wonderful opportunity to collaborate and educate not only physicians at Advantage Care Physicians, but patients and families around chronic conditions, around musculoskeletal conditions, around cancer and hematologic care in a way that will really empower families across the metro area.
I think it also gives us a great opportunity to think differently about collaboration and coordinating the journey for the patient. You know, and I think one of our biggest problems in the United States with our healthcare system is how fragmented it is. You know, and you could go see your primary care physician with that limp or the funny looking mole, get sent on to the specialist, and the specialist doesn't actually have any information about why you're there. Or once we're done taking care of your hip problem or your skin cancer at Sloan Kettering, sending you back to your primary care physician, and the primary care physician has no idea what happened. Things are changing really fast in healthcare, and we have this great new health information exchange network in New York State that helps us see what each other is doing, and I think that gives us some real opportunity, too, with the help of Emblem, as we think about sort of that whole continuum of care for city workers. How can we collaborate and really coordinate that journey and make it simple for them when they're at these frightening moments in their life?
Yeah, you know, I'd like to give a call out to Emblem, actually, for pulling this all together. And we do have a fragmented care delivery system in this country, and this is a very interesting and unique partnership that has been put together. Both Memorial Sloan Kettering and Hospital for Special Surgery are independent specialty delivery systems that are, you know, each number one in their fields. Yeah. But we rely upon, you know, referrals from primary care networks, and sometimes insurance benefit designs are set up in such a way that patients can't access us. So this program has not only provided access for our city workers to two of the best specialty programs in the country in their respective areas, but has also, you know, tied it together with primary care. And we are, you know, really looking forward to the opportunity to be able to work with, you know, Advantage Care physicians, you know, a large group of primary care doctors where we can actually do some meaningful population health and really, I think, drive, you know, quality and value for our patients.
I think you made a really good point. And one thing I should have said, Greg, is we have worked very carefully to incentivize individuals and reward them for going to the centers of excellence. So not only have we redone the relationship with these important institutions, but we've made the benefits follow the relationship. So it begins January 1 with the HMO, and on 7/1 it will begin for the PPO. And we're really excited about bringing these institutions to the entire population of city workers and demonstrating together that we can create new benefit structures, we can create new payment structures, we can improve quality, and do it at an affordable cost. And our institutions are committed to that. ACPNY is committed to that. And that is our promise that we made to the unions and to the city. And people's wages depend on our ability to pull this off. And so I think all of us accept that challenge.
And you're doing it at a cost that's less than what we used to pay for health coverage.
Yes. Yes, so that the union members have received wage increases as a result of the partnership among all of us.
Okay. Now, I'm going to say doctor because the three of you are here. Just feel free just to say whatever you want to say while you're here.
Just a comment on the reason that, you know, we're able to lower that premium, and that's because, you know, through this partnership, we will be able to deliver higher quality care, which will result in fewer complications, which are expensive, but additionally, more appropriate care, right? So nobody wants a spine surgery that they don't need
one. Right.
And you end up going through all that hassle, and your back still hurts when it could have been treated with physical therapy. And so, you know, a big part of this is going to be working very closely with our primary care colleagues to, you know, make sure patients get what they need when they need it. Now, certainly if somebody needs surgery, we need to get right to it, right? And we don't want to send somebody through, you know, kind of a treadmill of going to see this doctor and then that doctor and that one when they should have had the surgery months ago. So, you know, we will, you know, address things, you know, quickly but appropriately.
Yes, and I think that's a really good point. That's important for families because they want to see their health care prioritized and attended to, but very important as we go to document. I know the city and the unions are really looking forward to us documenting how are we improving quality? How are we, you know, actually showing in the case of HSS, you all have had a record of really being at the cutting edge of demonstrating how rehab can be applied in lieu of surgery in certain situations. Sloan Kettering has done a number of things that really emphasize the early part of the continuum as well. So, Greg, one of the things we're all going to be doing together is really thinking, where are there opportunities to publish data to demonstrate the effectiveness of this partnership? Because this is really, as you put it when you introduced all of us, this is quite far-reaching, and there isn't a partnership like this when you look at the payment side, the benefit side, and the contextual part of all of this. I don't know of anything like this that exists in the country.
No, and I know the public, they're just beginning to hear about it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This is holiday season. People aren't focused on this. There's so many other things going on, but New York City is going to save money.
Yes.
In a big way. This is innovative.
And get better health care.
This is going to be talked about for years to come. This is going to be modeled. I just feel it. And I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm happy to have you all on the show. And I know I'm the first to have everybody in one room talking about it. And I won't be the last because this program, I'm so excited about it. And I just want to let you know, I'm almost choking. Thank you. Because this is something that I've been talking about for the last 11 years, since 2007, 11 years about reducing costs, getting better care, and I just couldn't get anybody to focus on it. And I just thank you for just focusing and hearing us and putting this together.
Well, Greg, you had to turn to the women to get this done.
You know, that's absolutely true.
And I'm only kidding.
No, it's true. It's true, because I did go to the men in time, the former administration, and I said, you know, can we get some data so we can reduce health coverage and health costs? And I wanted to get preventive medicine, and I wanted to put in programs that we would have, like exercise gyms and reducing diabetes and eating right and medicine, but no one would listen. But you've all come up with the right approach. But I would say, could we each take 45 seconds, not me, but you, just to say what you're thinking? Because we have about 3 minutes left. I want to divide it up equal time, 45 seconds.
I'll take it. You know, I have to say I'm so pleased that with the collaboration that Emblem has brought to the table, we can make sure patients get the right care, right at the right place, at the right time, with the right outcomes, at the right cost, and that it will be collaborative and connected. And so that is so exciting and really innovative. No one else is doing it this way. And to have partners with Emblem, Memorial Sloan Kettering, Hospital for Special Surgery, and Advantage Care Physicians, it is a fantastic collaboration and I think will be modeled other places.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we talk a lot in healthcare about value, and when people ask, well, what does that mean? It's really great quality and outcomes at a lower cost. And I think this is a very unique opportunity to prove that concept. You know, there aren't projects out there where the payer, Emblem, is working with the providers of care, you know, the hospitals and the physicians, to try and get that equation to come out with better math for all the workers in the city or patients anywhere. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, call out and kind of echo something that Karen said. You know, value is quality in relation to cost, but it's only value if that cost savings goes back to the patient, right? And because it really does translate into wages, right? So we, you know, spend more money per capita on healthcare than any other country in the world. And you can look over time, you know, wages have eroded, you know, or haven't kept pace, and in part because of, you know, very high health care costs. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I really like the framing of this in terms of it, you know, being money back or wages back, yep. you know, to the mm-hmm. workers.
And that's what happened. When you get up in the morning, you want to think you're doing something that's of value to people. And I think on behalf of all my colleagues here, I think that's what all of us feel we're doing, Greg.
Thank you. And thank you to our very special guests, Karen Ignati, Lee Erickson, Dr. Lee Erickson, Dr. Navarro Rodriguez, and Dr. Catherine McLean. Thank you. And that's all the time I have for Reaching Out.
Thanks for listening to Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join us each and every Saturday night at 7, right here on AM 970, The Answer.